is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation of Hearts Grant is brought to you by Alive, Bon for Bones, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Doctors Hospital, Epic Battery, Grand Bahama News, Marco's Pizza, Prince Masters, and Ron's Electric Motors.
Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company. Wet, wet, wet. Soak, soak, soak. It is wet outside, ladies. Your vehicles just dropped out of my vehicle, and I know that the road is extremely wet. And so you guys definitely be safe out there on the road. I'm grateful to be in your company today, just chopping the thing down. We're going to talk about what's in the headlines and talk about what's going on in the news today. So if you want to be able to participate, I'd love you to do so. 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere for the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. We're here live and in full effect. Got a shout out to my good, decent people over at Da Vinci Printing and Innovators. They got everything laid out for you. Make sure you go and check them out. Good and decent people, if you got this kind of a thing in your heart and your mind and you want to be able to put it down on paper and make it pop, you want to go down to Da Vinci Printing and Innovators. They can be able to assist you a great deal as it relates to what's going on in that space. So make sure you check them out. Da Vinci Printing Innovators. I'm sorry, Da Vinci Printing 242. Da Vinci Printing 242.com. They are in the Village Road Shopping Plaza right there at the intersection of Wolf Road, Bernard Road, Soldier Road, and Village Road, right there on the northern side in the Village Road Shopping Plaza on the side of the bank. Let them know that Howard sent you, and you could be able to get some great things down there, and they could take very, very good care of you. I told you they got nice little stuff in stock, stocking stuffers, nice little baskets, birthdays, and all these things like that. You want to be able to check those things out, so go check it out. See exactly what's what in that particular space and make some things happen. Guys, I got to shout out my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They got everything laid out for you. The summertime has come and gone. The little children doing orientation. So I don't believe that this job that we've been looking for from AFS is still available. But you can still give them a call at 341-1-AFS. Actually, Ethric Bow, 341-1-AFS, and he'd be more than happy to assist you in that kind of a space. But if you're in the market and you're looking for, check them out. They got in-house financing. So check them out. Like I said, 341-1-AFS or number 407 Blue Hill Road South. They got everything. They open 9 to 5 and 9 to 2 on Saturdays. So check them out and see exactly what's up. Guys, make sure you pick up the Guardian newspaper. It's Tuesday, so you can be able to see that the Grand Bahama News is in there. We're always grateful for their support, always grateful for what they're doing with us. So check out Grand Bahama News, see exactly what's what. Get up to speed to what's happening in Grand Bahama and being able to talk about those things. Also, you can be able to see Prime Minister, the PM, touts new job numbers, insists that Bahamians are more hopeful. Acquired plane will be used mainly by police. All right. And then it says the U.S. raises concerns over vulnerability of shantytown residents. Also, they raised concern about some information as it relates to immigration, right? About the laws and whatnot. They, in the story that I read this morning, it indicated the compliance of the nation and how we are complying significantly, but yet they are raising concerns about some persons over at the detention center. so we could be able to kind of talk about that. Family of missing woman believes she is in she's in danger. I have some questions. I really do. I've been looking at some pictures. I've been reading through. I've gone all the way from, I think she's from Chicago. This person's from, yes, from Chicago. So I've gone to their Facebook page, looking at the family's Facebook page, trying to figure out how this woman come to the Bahamas and get missing. How this person come here and got missing? And she was on a hot yoga retreat, being able to do some, let's talk about what's going on here, right? And real, it's happening from a global perspective. So let's start to have these kind of conversations and see exactly where we were. Babysitters accused of abusing six-week-old boy. Wow. And Sir Michael Barnett retires from the Court of Appeal. Congratulations for a time well served, sir. You've done a tremendous job, and you continue to be able to be a shining light for accountability, transparency in that particular bar. And so we wish you all the absolute best on your next step and your next venture out here in life. I want to be able to talk about this. I want to talk about a couple of things now. I want to do this. You know, I first came on this particular radio station. I think this would have been, 2013, something like that, right? I came on with Juan McCartney, and the formality placed me in the position where during the pandemic, Dazzy and I had a show, what's called Rush Hour with Howard and Dazzy, right? And one of the things I've tried to cling to is my convictions, my faith, my belief, my hope, right? And that kind of a hope always said to me that I walk by faith and not by sight, right? I walk by my faith of being able to hear, not necessarily the things that I see. And so when I make these sort of articulations and this sort of a posture and start to speak about the things that I try to fill myself with, I have gotten lambasted on the radio. Man, come and talk to me, right? Especially when I try to be able to look at, from a principal standpoint, when I try to look at my politics and I try to measure to see whether or not there's conviction and faith that resides at the bottom. Now, you all fight me significantly with this. You fight me, but despite your fighting and pushing and saying to me there's no space for this, that this is not truly a Christian country, we are lying to ourselves how the preamble only speaks to these things, only mentions these things, but not necessarily states that we are Christian. We didn't go through all these conversations. We went through all of these things. And even when I have this kind of an idea that I cling steadfast to the hope, right? My pessimism, right? Relentlessly being able to see the glass as half full and saying that this is my hope for tomorrow, man, you'll chop me right up. Or tell me how there ain't no space for no hope. That these are measured positions and you execute this with science and a sound strategy to be able to get to the objective. There's no hope. You don't need to hope. You need to work. You need to execute it accordingly. As I continue to be able to read about the Prime Minister and his posture, I recognize that there is a degree of faith here. And there is, in his position, I don't know whether or not he's made a sort of a bold articulation. Yeah, he's spoken in church, but I don't know whether or not there's been a sort of a bold articulation that this particular tenure, his time in the seat of power, he's accompanied divinity in his particular space. I haven't heard that. I haven't heard that. I haven't heard him. I know that there is always sort of a ritualistic and religious approach to being able to acknowledge church and state and those particular entities having its place. However, there has never been, over the course of the leaderships, that maybe save Lyndon Pinlin at the onset. Over the course of the various leaders, there has not been a definitive, strengthened, articulated posture and position to say that we are putting God first in this cabinet. We haven't heard that. And so we cling to this concept and idea that we still wait for your fruits. We still wait to know you by your fruits. But this prime minister has taken on a different posture. His hopefulness, and I don't know whether or not it reads the same way for you. His hopefulness for the unemployment numbers or the job numbers that seem to be decreasing in the last quarter of 2023, his hopefulness of the Grand Lucayan Hotel being purchased before the end of this year, 2024, maybe before the end of the fiscal year, let's do that. I'll give him that until next week, until next year. And before the end of the fiscal year, his hopefulness about a great deal of things is happening, more specifically in Grand Bahama. There's sort of an idea that we cling to hope. It's not necessarily showing me a path for strategic approach and the acquisition and forward movement, the thrust of an administration whose banner, whose preamble is New Day. I can't fight you for your hopefulness because I am relentlessly hopeful. But in that hope, I recognize the importance of being able to apply works because our faith and our hope without works is still, my God, I can't get no amen. No, I have, whether or not this casual approach to being able to identify, even in the story, if you read the story, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you pick up a Guardian newspaper, check the story out and read these particular things. Now, how would it deduce these things in a particular manner? Don't fight me. Participate. You ain't got the cussy radio. Call me. And let's have a good conversation about these things. The prime minister actually takes on the posture and being able to talk about these things. And he starts to say about, let me see if I can get the last piece here. And he says, the prime minister was asked yesterday to react to the recently released quarterly numbers. And then he goes on, he says, first of all, it is still low when you compare it with other periods. What I'm encouraged about is that now Bahamians are recognizing that the economy is growing and that the economy is doing well. They are no longer discouraged in looking for work. When you look at the statistics and the methodology engaged to determine unemployment, you don't take into account persons who have stopped looking for work, the discouraged workers. What this tells me is that it has inspired a lot of persons who have... Hold on, wait, let me finish it. What this tells me is that it has inspired a lot of persons who had given up hope of finding a job that they are now finding hope. That 1% tick, and hopefully within the next 2 months or so that we can, or 2 months or so that we can see that. I just wanted to read that for you, just a little taste. I don't know if it's cringeworthy, but it's definitely, you can't read this without your eyebrows fluctuating almost to your hairline, right? As I'm looking at this and I see sometimes politicians take certain liberties, right? Their familiarity with words and their access, especially their strategic position, sometimes they take liberties in being able to say these things. And sometimes I believe that they read back their words and say, you know, I maybe shouldn't have said that, right? It's politicians the world over. They take liberties, especially when you become familiar, when your popularity is not necessarily on the, you know, is not on the fence. He's still strong in this in a position or so. So he's taken on this kind of a position to say that this actually speaks to the hope that people see in society. That the question I have for you is whether or not you see that hope. Whether or not your optimism has placed you in the position that we are doing so well as a people, as a nation, that we are doing so well right now that people are running in, that the opportunities are overflowing. and our cup runneth over into the saucer. In, man, come on, just talk to me. Come on. Let me know whether or not the opportunities are in the overflow and that persons almost, this kind of the posture, the 20-some thousand persons, which represent about 10% of the 200-and-some thousand, 200-and-some thousand persons who are currently unemployed, whether or not this can be interpreted that because they don't want work, because there's opportunities here, and those persons who were eager for it for a very long time recognize that it's available now and they're running into it. It has given them inspiration and hope. This is wild. I just want to be decent. As I have this kind of a conversation with you, I want you to participate. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Quick commercial break. Ladies and gentlemen, be right back after this.
Foundation. The best athletes in the Bahamas will be on display at the B3A's Kids Athletics Invitational Junior and Senior National Championships, June 26 to 28, at the original Thomas A. Robinson Track and Field Stadium. Stephen Gardner, Devin Charlton, Shawnee Miller-Weibo, and so many more. The juniors are vying for the opportunity to represent the Bahamas at the World Under-20 Championships, and the seniors are gunning to qualify for the Paris Olympic Games, which are fast approaching, and our athletes are looking to get on the road to Paris. The meet gets underway at 4 p.m. on Wednesday, June 26th, and Thursday, June 27th, and at 5 p.m. on Friday, June 28th. Gates open at 3 p.m. daily, and tickets can be purchased for as low as $20 at the original Thomas A. Robinson Track and Field Stadium. The B3A's Kids Athletics Invitational Junior and Senior National Championships, June 26th to 28th at the original Thomas A. Robinson Stadium. You don't want to miss this one.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask or call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Are you uninsured and seeking a plan that can give you quality health care at discounted rates? Unlock affordable health care with Doctors Hospitals LAMP. Enjoy unlimited primary care visits, exclusive discounts of up to 20%, and complimentary imaging and nutrition services. Visit doctorshosp.com/LAMP to register. Comprehensive, cost-effective wellness starts with LAMP.
Now let me see now, 326-EPIC. Hello, hello, this Epic, Eckert Battery. This Miss Beulah from round the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord, it's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail, it's too far.
That ain't all, they open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326-EPIC. We ship also to the family island.
Foundation. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company, the foundation. It is a beautiful day. Grateful to be in your company. Guys, we're here live in full effect. The lines are wide open. Participate in it. If you are kind of stuck out there, you can't go nowhere, you're sitting in the line, you're going through these things, traffic is going slow, or you decided to kind of pull on the side and you're moving nowhere, just give me a call. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of 120. Hit me up, 422-4796. On the text, the Prime Minister indicates that he insists that Bahamians are more hopeful. Are you more hopeful? That's what I'm saying. And hope to do what? Are you more hopeful? As you continue to be able to cling to your stamps on a week-to-week basis and being able to identify those things, recognizing that maybe you don't have the paper to put it on, but you're putting it on any paper. You made it a family event. Now you're sitting down, being able to piece these things together. You're giving light jokes at the cash register as you go down to the supermarket. You sure today ain't Sunday? And you know that it's Wednesday. You need to stop, right? I do the same thing. I assure you, I do the exact same thing, right? As we go through these things and we flip through Facebook Marketplace looking for deals, as we go up and down trying to be able to identify where we can be able to get some tissue. But listen, I just watch me. Watch the excitement. This is the hope that we have. I just want to be decent as I say this to you. This is the excitement that we have. Those rolls, which come from Sam's Club, that we normally see for around $40, $45, right? I saw it for $35 the other day. I get so excited I couldn't take it. Me and my wife were shopping. I said, how much is this? She said, $35. What? Me and her look at each other with awe. We couldn't believe it. You would think we find something big. $10 saved. My God. $5 in some areas. This was a deal. I had to buy it. I buy the tissue. For no other reason than in my mind, somewhere in the back there, I'd save him some money. That's the hope I had. I hope to run up on a deal today. That the same things, the rhythm of the things that we've gotten, this kind of a nature and how we move about, I'm hoping to God that we can do these things. Superwash, also at one point when I first moved here to Nassau about 14 years ago, Superwash offered you an opportunity late in the night. They gave you like 25% off or 25 cents off or something like that. I can't remember exactly what it was. But late in the night, after midnight, you could go to Superwash, wash your clothes at a reduced rate. My brother wake up when I was staying at him for like a couple of days. He wake up in the middle of the night with 5 sacks of clothes. I said, where you going? He said, I'm going to wash clothes. I said, at midnight, sir? He said, yeah, man, save a couple of dollars. That's the hope. The hope of allowing your car to ride around all day, coughing, on fumes, just to be able to wait for midnight to go by Roco. Same place. We live in the same place, right? So you can be able to get a reduced rate. I think it's 25 cents less per gallon. This was years ago. This is the hope that continues to exist in Nassau. The hope that another hotel comes in very quickly. The hope that the rhythm of the things that have happened forever continues to be able to happen and we could change an environment. The hope that if we do things the same way that we'll get a different result. That's the hope. That is the hope of insanity. Somebody talk to me. That's the hope of insanity. And that's why faith without works is still dead. And that is why we're still sitting in this kind of a posture, having a conversation about where we need to be. And where we can go and how we could get there. Because all we render to the feet of productivity is hope, not labor, not works, not commitment, not focus, not creative approach, not strategy, nothing, nothing. We don't even give them our best. We give this sort of that's all we offer is and sacrifice is mediocrity. This is what we've seen from our politicians. This is what we see in many instances in the private sector. This is what we see the world over in this country. But yet we're hopeful. Hopeful for what? To go where? Just merely to be able to put the PLP back. Not hopeful that the FNM will come in. Where does our hope reside? Where does the core of our strength as a people that we continue to be able to cling to in the midst of a storm to say that we're resilient as a people because we survived? Where does that hope come from? What do we now do with this unbridled raw potential? What are we going to do with this? We can't just keep putting it to political organizations to put your cousin in and this one who can get something in, to hope to give you something. Let's have a very clear conversation, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to know some things from you. Are you yourself hopeful? Let me take a call on the line. Caller, go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, Mr. Grant. How you doing?
I'm good, man. What's happening with you?
Everything all right, you know, Mr. Grant. Mr. Grant, I believe the Prime Minister is trying to hypnotize us, man. You know.
You think this David Blaine?
That's what he wants us to think. He wants us to think that everything is on the up and up or whatever the case may be. And I totally agree with you, Mr. Grant, when you were talking about how hoping this and hoping that, what about the creativity, et cetera. If there's anybody who's supposed to be hoping, it's the public, not the ones with the power to make it, you know, that kind of way. And I've been saying for years how our leaders come on, and when they're interviewed, they speak as if they are civilians. They speak as if like they're one of us, like they don't have the power to make the decision. You know what I mean? To make these things happen. You understand where I'm coming from? And that's very disturbing, because I always used to say, too, that one word that you would always hear a politician use is, I'm optimistic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, optimistic. But they never, you know, say, well, why are you optimistic? Or show, you know what I mean, like, what makes you feel as if something is going to change? You know, and I feel as if we need to get to a point where we really see them for what they are, and that what they really are is nothing but a hindrance to progress.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And that's been proven, Howard, from administration to administration.
It's heavy what you're saying.
And to the situation that we're in now. I mean, that's what it is. They are always a hindrance to progress. And I mean, and if you, Howard, were to sit down as an intelligent brother and really go over the laws and the legislations and different stuff and the choices that our government have made over the past decades, right? You see that you can't pinpoint one of them that really benefits us. You understand? So, like I say, we need to come to a point where we see these political parties as just a hindrance to progress. You know, we need to try and see if we could bring about a new type of system where, say, we have civilians and individuals of technical knowledge, because politicians don't solve any problems, you know, and that's why I get bothered when they talk about, oh, the politician can't do all these things one time. I mean, you know, these things that we're talking about should be as simple as a phone call to fix a problem, because if you have a problem, the politician isn't going to be the one who's going to come and personally fix it for you. You know, you understand where I'm coming from? All he has to do is make a phone call, you know, the kind of way. So what I'm saying is that we need to come up with a new system on Howard. You know, we have intelligent individuals here. And I mean, if we are truly about the best interest of the country, right, then there ain't a reason why we can't get together and make those type of decisions that bring about those things. And notice that the political parties, if they were really about our best interests, sincerely, then they'd be able to sit down and then reconcile, and we wouldn't even really have two parties. But their job is to do exactly what they're doing, to play a theater, to keep us in a stupefied sense of thinking that we soak up anything they say like sponges, right? And you're paying attention to.
Wow.
But like I say, we need to get together, and like I said, what we need to do is probably form a group of individuals, Howard, of technical individuals of expertise, and individuals of different fields of learning. And come together, and let's have some kind of board, man. And even if we leave the political system in place, right, let's have this board of individuals, right, be like an ombudsman, not one individual, but like a council of individuals who
hold each other to account. We could hold each other to account.
Yeah, who are given
like
some type of real authority.
I like this.
Right, but see, the individuals on this post, there are no benefits for you being there. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not something that you're going to have to do 24/7, for one. But it is to discourage any type of corruption that can occur even within this entity that you are trying to form. You understand? Everybody who come into this thing, you don't come into this thing looking for what you could put in your pocket, but you come into this thing for what you can give out, what you can contribute to the betterment of the nation, and you are there to be like a judge over the people who act as if above the law.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so like I say, man, Howard, I mean, and Because the type, the system of government that we have right now is not the type of system of governance that always existed on the earth. You know, so we don't have to stick with it. If you understand where I'm coming from, especially if it's not working for us, we can look around and we can investigate and we can come together. But we're going to have to put egos aside, Howard. We're going to have to accept the ideas of individuals who we may see as being less than us. You understand where I'm coming from? Mm-hmm. This is a type of maturity that we're going to have to graduate to if we want to make the country a better place. Like I say, Mon Howard, you know, these political parties, all they are is a hindrance to progress, or should I say a hindrance to the better life of the people, because they are progressing to what they are progressing to. So you can't say they are not progressing, because what they have a plan. They're following some type of
plan. They got their agenda, yeah.
Yeah, so you can't say they're not progressing. But what I'm saying is that in terms of progressing toward a better life for the public, like what they are there to serve and what they are there to do, they're not doing that. You know, so we need to put an end to this nonsense, Mon Howard. Man.
Rama.
I mean, really and truly, I mean, you're a very intelligent brother. Like I say, Howard, I listen to you, you know, from as much as I can, you know. And I know that Howard, if you sit down and really think about it, man, you got to suck your teeth and say, you know something? Enough is enough, man.
But if you think about it too hard, you might give up. You say, man, the hell with this, because she ain't going to change.
But all you got to do is look at them children. How you give up?
No, I can't give up, for God's sake. I might be Jonah. I don't want to go to Nineveh. I don't want to go to Hagen. Listen to me.
You understand? See, you need to understand, Howard. I mean, is this the type of system that takes advantage of the public, like how they're doing now, that you want to pass on to your children?
Mm-mm. No, man. I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. I do appreciate this. It was a mouthful. You've actually poured your heart out and talk about those things. I like that. I want to talk about some stuff now. And as we talk about this, let me see if I can read a text for you. So it says, Howard. Now, keep in mind, these are texts. So it says, Howard, BPL always off. The roads are flooded. There's no answer to no one answers the registrar, the DIR, which is the Inland Revenue, business licenses. I work two jobs and barely afford my house and school fees. Every day, these increase taxes, increase fines, but no enforcement to correct the procedures. Police harassing women. My God, this is out on bail. Foreign investors get pushed through quickly. Bahamians wait 6 months for real property tax receipt. Airbnbs Airbnbs keep our islands like Eleuther alive, yet they're taxed instead of incentivized. I'm not hopeful. This country is going down the drain. That's a text. This is the next text. I want to read this next text. Howard, it says, listening to the radio every day, if you don't live here, you'd think that the country is falling to the ground. Look like all some talk show hosts do is talk about the negative, but skip past the positive things, what is happening. The same chronic callers calling every show and every day complaining. You can't listen to the same callers complaining, thinking that that's the whole country and that's what the whole country is feeling. Okay, so when we start to talk about numbers numerically, when we start to identify these things, when the prime minister is talking about a 9.9% position as it relates to unemployment in the country right now, when it starts to talk about those numbers have improved significantly over the last quarter of last year, those numbers don't just reflect one portion or a niche sector of society. That is the Bahamas. That is the labor force of the Bahamas. The labor force, which is interlocked significantly to the economy. Let's just shoot straight. It's almost working in tandem with the economic growth and development. If you're seeing increased in labor and people making money, then you should be able to see that currency moving to the economy and things happening in the country. And all I'm asking you, whether or not the increase that we've seen in this particular sector is reflected in what we're seeing in our economy. That's the question that I have. And then I want to ask again, this relentless posture and position of hope and being able to say that I'm hopeful that things will get better from a macro perspective and seeing the entire country, does it negate your responsibility to create and to have this look forward to? Because all we're saying is that we don't see those things. Now, I got a plan, Howard Grant. I got a plan. I got a plan to pay members of parliament $75,000 each. I got a plan. Each member of parliament, $75,000. You start there. Bop. Everyone. You know what that'll do? That'll cost you to scrutinize everyone. Who, you? You think you're worth $75,000? You got to be out of your mind. Who, you? You scrutinize them from your constituency level. If they don't do what they supposed, my God, if the garbage supposed to be picked up on Saturdays at 3 o'clock, you're already putting a complaint in. You're a member of parliament in your constituency every day. Every day. For that $375,000 over the course of 5 years. This money. Let's have this very clear conversation. We recognize that people don't genuflect to authority. They don't genuflect to the masses crying out. They only genuflect to when their pockets are hurt. If we empower people from a financial standpoint, simultaneously saying that we value your position, you now become indebted to the people. Not in theory, practically. And you have to apply yourself in the constituency. Not your constituency office open. I'm sorry, we out for lunch. That thing been on the door for 6 weeks now. That you would actually do administration work in your constituency. And we will watch this country blossom. That we will watch the backbench with strength, because they now know that their allegiance is not to a political organization. Their allegiance is who hired them. And their wife telling them every day, and their husband, look at baby, you don't mess up that money. We can need that. You need that. Now everybody in the household participating to ensure that daddy could get this money on time. See, we got to think about this. People's allegiance is not to an idea. It's to the practicality of what is being done for them. One more caller, and then I take a break. Caller, go ahead.
Hey, Howard.
Hey, what's up, Anton?
I radio, Howard. How are you doing?
I good, man. Anton, you want to hold on? Let me take a break, and then come right back to you.
How much time do you have before you go to your break?
Unless you've been called back at 1.
No, I mean, I want to say a couple of quick things.
I'm supposed to take a break right now. I got 3 minutes before I get out of here. I got to take one more break.
Let me take them 2 minutes before you get to your break then.
Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. I'll get you in the next time too. But look, Howard, very interesting conversation. I got off it onto the nation. One of the challenges though with the last caller that would come up is you already have Matt Morrow and his entity who is doing something similar to what the gentleman was suggesting, right?
Mm-hmm.
What the caller was suggesting. And with freedom of information, et cetera, call him and ask him how much success he's having in that regard, right?
Mm-hmm.
Operating independently. It would have to be an institution, Howard, that is welcomed by the government. By when I say the government, I mean opposition and government, and is allowed to perform their duties, because we have had committees formed by the previous administration to deal with finance, where they want human being instituted to conduct their duties as was the law, right, Howard? And so, you know, that's only to give you an example of challenges that you could experience in that regard. But looking at what you were talking about last, and I'll pick you up on the next side of the conversation, Godspell, like Howard, an opportunity. In terms of pay for politicians, what you have said, I agree with everything. You are completely correct. But what it would also do, Howard, it would help to better ensure politicians don't see a need to try and keep behemoths at the bottom of their feet. You hear what I'm saying, Howard?
Mm-hmm.
It would encourage and better stimulate.
There's another side to that need, though. There's another side to that need, that politicians don't see a need to get sticky fingers. Talk to me.
Well, you know we got to go there, too.
Okay, talk
that's
to
why,
me.
That's why I was joining you on
you're
the
making $75,000. You should be straight.
I would join you on the next side of that break so we could expand on this conversation and one or two other points that I would like to make regarding immigration, which is another critical topic in the country. But Howard, I believe that we paid better, but at the same time, Howard, the expectations, the performance the support system and everything has to be in place. That's a recommendation that I made, as well as a part of at least 100 policy reforms and law reforms that I think we could look at as a government.
You wouldn't even look at these jokey fellas who come around here because $28,000 ain't nothing to talk about. $75,000. Everybody in the council look like, who, you? I don't get from around here, boy. $75,000. No, you would get the top tier, highest quality men and women to be able to serve in this country.
Hey, Howard, I believe that 75 base should be for members of parliament with additional consideration if you sit in the cabinet as an executive of the country, which should take you probably around 130, 150. And I believe that the country could comfortably
afford, we could do that.
If we have politicians and the government.
If we see productivity, we ain't got no problem with that.
And getting things done for the Bohemian people. But look here.
I got to take this break.
We got to go to break. I can catch you on the next slide so we can finish this exciting conversation.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we're here live in the full effect. We ain't able to talk about these things like this. This is where we're going to be able to. No, we ain't going to talk doom and gloom. We're going to talk about creative aspects of being able to show there's accountability. How do we do that? People don't care about you being able to give them accolades and you got the best Johnny bread and you want to be able to bring them a loaf. They want money. And they will respond accordingly. Quick commercial break. Be right back after news.
Impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Looking for great device deals and offers this summer? Look no further! Alive has special discounts on the latest smartphones, ring devices, and accessories. Plus, as an Alive customer, you can expect exclusive Get Extra offers and rewards, which means even more value for your money. We're talking more data, prizes, and surprises. Upgrade with us and experience the perfect summer with Alive in store or at bealive.com/deals.
The best athletes in the Bahamas will be on display at the B3A's Kids Athletics Invitational Junior and Senior National Championships, June 26 to 28, at the original Thomas A. Robinson Track and Field Stadium. Stephen Gardner, Devin Charlton, Shawnee Miller-Weaver, and so many more. The juniors are vying for the opportunity to represent the Bahamas at the World Under-20 Championships, and the seniors are gunning to qualify for the Paris Olympic Games, which are fast approaching, and our athletes are looking to get on the road to Paris. The meet gets underway at 4 p.m. on Wednesday, June 26th, and Thursday, June 27th, and at 5 p.m. on Friday, June 28th. Gates open at 3 p.m. daily, and tickets can be purchased for as low as $20 at the original Thomas A. Robinson Track and Field Stadium. The B3A's Kids Athletics Invitational Junior and Senior National Championships, June 26 to 28 at the original Thomas A. Robinson Stadium. You don't want to miss this one.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Are you uninsured and seeking a plan that can give you quality health care at discounted rates? Unlock affordable health care with Doctors Hospital's LAMP. Enjoy unlimited primary care visits, exclusive discounts of up to 20%, and complimentary imaging and nutrition services. Visit doctorshosp.com/LAMP to register. Comprehensive, cost-effective wellness starts with LAMP.
Now let me see now. 326-ETIC. Hello? Hello? This Epic? Eckert Battery? This Miss Beulah from round the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. On Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker, and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326-EPIC. We ship also to the Family Island.
Loss of family members is very isolating, and people who have experienced loss appreciate when others have shared their grief. If you can't be there in person, go to the Nassau Guardian's website online at thenassauguardian.com. and visit our obituary link. The Nassau Guardian's interactive obituary link allows you to read the funeral announcement, express condolences, or place photos on the online guestbook. For losing a loved one, it's painful. But that pain isn't the worst thing to happen. Friends, loved ones, colleagues, and neighbors who ignore the loss compound the pain. Should the bereaved family wish to place the obituary and photos on our obituary site, just contact the Guardian's funeral industry partners or the Nassau Guardian. Remember, there isn't one magic right thing to say to someone experiencing loss that will make the loss less painful or easier to bear. The Nassau Guardian's obituary link, available online at thenassauguardian.com.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation. Beautiful day. You know, it's raining outside. I don't know if it's still raining outside. I know it's extremely wet. Guys, be careful out there. Don't be speeding up. I don't know. I was coming here this morning, this guy on my tail. Sir, what are you doing? Why are you so close? Why are you so close to me? It's raining. You all know your tires ain't good, and your brakes wasn't good from that time. You got to pump it 6 times before it starts to slow down. You need to stop. You all need to stop. Put your car on the side of the road and wait till the road dry before you get on the road. Guys, be careful out there. If you're out there in the rain today, be as decent as possible as we're out here making these things happen. Guys, it's a beautiful day. We're just having conversation, man. We're talking about the Prime Minister's posture and position, talking about his hopefulness and whether or not the Bahamian people are now hopeful. The working class citizens are now hopeful about the opportunities that are kind of opening up in this space. I want to be able to say, without a measure of a doubt, that unemployment or employment and productivity in our society is simultaneously linked to economic productivity and growth. And we need to know whether or not there is a correlation that we're seeing happening right now, whether there is this simultaneous growth. That some things are happening from one end and whatnot. I don't know. I mean, me, Howard. Howard, somebody text me. So I can read this text because it's all indecent. But sometimes I like it, right? So let's just be decent. If I can read it with you. So it says, where did the text? Where did the text go? Right? So, okay, let me read it right here. He says, LOL, Howard, you clinging to your stamps? You let your 5-year-old tell you go down to Coco Plum Bistro as a kindergarten graduation, and that was your year's salary right there. It's the text that's coming through, right? And then he says, I think that the minimum wage for the MP should be about $40,000. That's a decent salary, and you get the bonus based on your actual qualifications. Qualifications linked to some skill you need to demonstrate the public policy institution or the Public Policy Institute would be responsible for the certification. So even if you are the garbage man, you can get your $45,000, but anything above that is based on your proven ability to lead. I trust Shivago Lang to create the courses and certifications to prove skills. I don't want shiftless people sitting around getting $80,000 a year while oil leaks into the ocean under their noses. Now, let's be decent about this. The ocean doesn't matter if you make $75,000 a year or $358 or $38 million. It doesn't matter. You understand? Because we've seen BP, ExxonMobil. We've seen all these issues happen around the world with oil leaks, and their CEOs are making buku dollars. You just have to have the innovation and understanding how to be able to deal with this. Do you remember when the oil leak happened in the Gulf, right? And how we sat for weeks and saying, oh, man, these guys can figure this out. They can figure this out. I mean, they're spewing in the Gulf. For weeks, we watched this happen until somebody came up with this sort of an idea to put a cap on it. And they eventually put a cap on it. See, it doesn't matter how much you're making. Who should be getting paid is the geniuses in the room. The fellas who thinking in the room. But you got to make space for them to get to the table. You can't keep rejecting them because you recognize that their bright, shining star, their illumination, is dimming your position. This sort of a lackluster, lackadaisical approach to what you believe is leadership. And that has to be challenged. We have to challenge what these guys think about leadership. That needs to be challenged. And that challenge can't just be constituencies shout things at communities. It has to be whether we're identifying the opportunities for people to be able to step into. What am I talking about? Okay, let's do this. I can be decent with this. I can take West Grand Bahama, my constituency, my family, my home. That's where I came from, West Grand Bahama and Bimini. The only time West Grand Bahama and Bimini for the past 20 years have really been able to see significant productivity is when Obi Wilchcombe was in position. Obi Wilchcombe did not use his relationship from a political standpoint just merely to be able to whisper sweet nothings into the ears of West Grand Bahamians. You know, I'm a politician. I'm in good positions with the PLP. Guys, I want to take care of you. That was a part of what he did, which was his responsibility as a politician. But what he did outside of that, he leveraged his position as a minister. He leveraged his position as a minister and forged significant relationships to ensure that they can be able to get some things to West Grand Bahama based upon Obi Wilchcombe's relationship. When you saw Gaines Sumar come down here, when you saw some other things going, I can't remember this thing right there on the corner after you passed the Fishing Hole Road, this big conglomerate. I don't know what this big building was. I don't think they ever used it. But these big things came to West Grand Bahama as a result of the relationship that Obi Wilchcombe had. Guys, you have to leverage your relationship. You have to go to things like these conferences that's happening with the African thing that's happening the other day, right? The African XM thing that happened the other day. You have to go to conferences around the world to identify how you could do the proper meet and greet to make these things happen. You got to forge relationships. You got to be able to lean on your ambassadors. You got to have relationship with your ambassadors and say, these are some of the concepts that I have. I know that you're in a jurisdiction that people are doing these. Mama, y'all don't work. I don't understand. I just do not understand your men. I don't understand. Y'all don't work. This is what lobbyists do every day. This is work. All this is just work. This is conversation. Hey, listen, I know that you're in jurisdiction of Washington State, and I wanted to be able to find out more some more stuff about conservation and this, and this. Can you help me to do this, and this? Can you link me with this particular ambassador or this particular senator or this particular councilman who is working? Yo, what are you all doing? This is how relationships are forged. If you keep these things into the silo of the Bahamas, you can never understand how you incorporate these things from a global perspective. And that's why you wait until you get in government to believe that you could do something. But you are the same person when you become a politician that when you was agitating to get in there. You are the same person. How can I trust you to do anything? You didn't do it when you didn't have the opportunity. How would I be supposed to do that? Take your little piece of money and go to a conference. Take a little piece of money and strategically put yourself in a position where these people have to cross paths with you. You ain't doing that. You ain't doing that. Take a little piece of money, invite these people to your home. That's what you do. You have a good conversation with one of the persons who's responsible for being able to liaise between the government and to the hotel industry, which is Robert Sandy Sands. You say to Sandy, you say, hey, listen, I want to be able to bring some people over. Can you people accommodate me? He say, okay, this is the best time. We can be able to give you good things. These people are international. Come on, man. I don't understand. I just do not understand that if we live on this island and you could break bread with these people and you could call them and you could say, good boy, I remember when we was down here, you ain't using this to the advantage of the Bahamian people. That's how you become an absolutely undeniable politician. They can't do nothing with you, whether you're in or you're out, because you're straight. This is what you do with your relationships. You take them to right where you want them to be. You take them to the constituencies. That's whether or not you're in the Family Islands or whether or not you're in the city of Nassau. There are opportunities that exist here that people will be blind to unless you open their eyes to it. But you yourself have to open your eyes to it. You know why? Because you have to think about productivity. And it goes right back to the top of the conversation. People can't open their eyes and think about nothing when they're hungry. $28,000 is just enough to... And this is nothing disparaging to those persons who are making that. This is nothing disparaging to those particular things. The fact of the matter, these people have ascended to significant positions socially to even be recognized for this. They've been working hard to be recognized for an opportunity to be able to get into the House of Assembly. And now they're here, they can sit down quietly and take the $28,000. They're not. They're jockeying for a position to ensure that they can get on a board here, a board there. So your constituency is the furthest thing in their mind. They can deal with that in the last 6 months before election, 9 months if you're lucky. But if you pay them a solid salary that they can be able to stand on, that their wives are content with and comfortable with, that their children are being able to get some things taken care of, even if you make stipulations to say we will make sure that your children get some sort of government education, I don't know, whatever we have to do. But you got to pay the people better than this. You can't pay them $28,000. They got all this responsibility. So 6,000 people begging them for money every day. And then you mad at them when their childhood instincts of teething come back. Come on, let's be decent. They didn't put that aside until you put them in the back. Oh my God, my back against the wall now, Lord. Ain't nobody can see. And bang-a-lang, they're teething again. Let's talk like this. 323-622-325-4316-325-4259. Anywhere for the Family of Islands, 242-300-5720 or hit me up 422-4796. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Good day, Howard.
Hey, good day.
Yeah, I asked you yesterday to play that song Promises by Lieutenant Stitchy.
I can have my guy play that for you, right? Promises by Lieutenant Stitchy. He can sign it up right now.
Yeah, Howard, I'm a patriot. Do you think you need to pay a patriot a bunch of money?
You pay people their worth and value.
Okay.
Not because you give them a preamble, a patriot. That's like saying, do you think we need to pay a doctor a bunch of money who's supposed to be saving people's life?
A person coming into politics, once they show some bona fides, right, some honesty and sincerity of intent, right, they ain't really come into it looking for how much money they could make, you know. They come in it for service and to help the country, because most of the time they probably have a livelihood of themselves. You see what I'm saying? Or they have some ways and means. But then you find them coming looking for something, that's where corruption is bedded within them themselves. You see what I'm saying? Let me tell you. I have a friend who told me yesterday, found out he came out of the Princess Margaret Hospital month. Howard, he told me that the staff in the kitchen in the Princess Margaret Hospital is on strike. He ain't cooking the food. So they got defense force and they're cooking the food in the Princess Margaret Hospital.
Really?
But they're giving all these rosy pictures of who this and employment and how good it's carrying on. You see how deceitful they can be?
I don't know if that's deceit, because the hospital has a union and we haven't heard anything from the union. We've seen Kingsley in his particular capacity. We've seen those persons in those various areas agitating. So
he was a patient in the hospital for over a month and he just called me to say, yeah, he was released the day before.
He eat?
And he told me they are on strike, the staff, bad working condition, no air condition and all of this. I just want to you know, put it there so... I mean, you know, me saying this now, there's going to be some follow-up, right? Because we flushed them out about the plan. Now the plan, right? You see? You see how they come out with more than, but that's five different stories and five different explanations, right?
Mm-hmm. About so the now, plan, we can right? hear, now we can hear about Princess Margaret.
Yeah, okay, listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
We need to find out from the man in the OPM office, Doc King, where he fly around in, who owned that, and how much that has cost the Bahamian taxpayers, or what's the particulars on Doc King Air. You see what I'm saying? Because they got that from off Colonel Hill Airport.
Yeah, we talked about that. Rhode Island. They say they put in 2.5 in it. I don't sound
okay,
it
that ain't worth like, half of that.
No,
I got half of 2.5.
I can read some stuff right now about that.
Huh? Yeah, that ain't worth that. Okay? Now, I'm Howard. You know, I call him from the Crooked Island perspective because I know freaking things. Okay? The other airport there is what they got me hold up with for now 18 months and 11 days since the 14th of November.
Yesterday was 10 days. Today is 11 days. You just keep your count. Praise God. I'm not going
to
preach you.
See, what I'm saying here is the Bahamian people need to know. Tell them, show honesty and sincerity of intent. Don't be perfidious. Don't be deceitful and untrustworthy. When they speak, when they come forward and get the podium and get on microphone and could say something because of their position. Lang said it yesterday. Say, Ingram showed him it ain't about you. Taught him it ain't about you. It's about the position that you hold. Don't ever think it's about you, because when they vote you out, then you have to live a normal life. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they need to stop it. They need to come forward and come straight. Please see if you could get that check out about the Princess Margaret Hospital and the staff them there. Cause
will they listen to you right now? I know somebody can call you. I appreciate your telephone call, my brother.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you so much. Guys, the lines are wide open if you want to be able to do that. I got a text yesterday. I'm looking for it, you know. It's me looking for my text the whole time to be able to see exactly what's what. Now, somebody sent me a text, and they sent me a text of the current price of a King Air B200 for $2.9 million, with 1,000 miles traveled on the thing so far, right? And I read it, and I said, well, that's peculiar. This thing only costs 2.9. So essentially, the government of the Bahamas is literally putting the price of the plane back into the plane. You could buy a next plane. I try to be decent as I talk about these things. I try to be decent. I try to be optimistic. I try to be able to give people the benefit of the doubt. But some of these things just don't make sense. They don't make numeric sense. These are nothing that you would do with the money in your house. Nothing. I was young when I first started having a job. I got a job. I was working to Burns House, right? I was working at Burns House right there on Queens Highway, across where it used to be the bowling alley. And I used to make maybe about $220-something a week, my base salary. But I used to make tips. So I used to carry people box out, clean the bottles, mop the floor, do the whole thing, right? So I was a store clerk. That was one of my first jobs. And I would make so much tip. I'd make like $200, $220 tip a week. This is 1999 now. Be easy with your boy. 1999. Fresh out of school. I work and I got money in my pocket. And on the top of that, I had $100 a week. I would say I would never touch the money in the bank. The money in my pocket, I used to spend on little things I like. I used to like music. I would go down to Buck's Record in Grand Bahama. They had a little basket there. I like very eclectic, eccentric, Afrocentric music type stuff, right? So I would purchase all kind of, because these things they used to throw away. So I used to buy it for like $5, right? I buy two pair of Jordans from East Bay. This is before eBay. From East Bay. You remember when you had the magazine? I buy two pairs of Jordan from East Bay, Carolina, 1999, Carolina blue, and the red and black ones. I bring it home. I was so proud. I never had a pair of Jordans. My daddy tell me when I get money, I must do whatever the hell I want to do with my money, but not with his money. He never buy me the Clarks. I had to wear Skechers. So I buy these Jordans, and I was so proud of these Jordans in my mind. I bring that home. My daddy shake his head. He said, boy, you got to be... So I say, what happened? He say, you spend $500 on two pair of shoes? Are you stupid? I said, okay, hold on, wait. That's my money. He say, yeah, but that's what you can do with your money? I said, but this ain't, listen to me. I go on to Cuba with the tennis. The Carolina Blue Jordans got green after I do something. I gave away the tennis. From that point to now, I only shop on the table. That's the first thing I look for when I walk into people's store. Excuse me, where is the clearance? The clearance? Yeah. I go to Ross. I go to Marshall's. And this is what I do. You have to learn and mature as you move forward with your money. You cannot be loose with money. It cannot be that the government of the Bahamas is loose with the money of the bank and not taking into consideration what we're trying to deduce. But yet they put in the whole $2.5 million into a plane. You could buy another plane for that kind of money. Somebody else sent me something and said, the plane is worth $1.7. You could get the same plane for $1.7 million right now, Howard. And I look at that and I say, wow. Is it because it's not your money that these decisions, yeah, okay, listen, this is for the government of the Bahamas, and we're just supposed to be casual with that? Is it because it's not your money? Because I promise you, with maturity, with understanding, with experience, with the economic crunch that exists, with this sort of an idea of the potential forecast of eventually moving into a recession or something happening, you have to be, listen, I didn't pinch in pennies. Right now, my wife didn't know when my posture changed. We ain't spending no money, baby. We ain't need that. We have to think about these things, and our leaders need to be able to have this kind of a scrutiny as it relates to what's happening and how they spend the Bahamian people money. Let's be decent. Next telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hey,
Anton, what's up? You back?
Yeah. I'm back with you. Howard, I should have started my conversation with the original premise, right? Which was somewhat discussed with you on the last call-up, but not directly. And the original premise being, it was never about the finances gained in providing service to country.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Howard?
Mm-hmm.
And so, the Loftus Roker and their generation didn't consider wealth in their or value that over giving of national service, of self and national service.
But that's because that was put in them. I had to tell you, I had to say this. That was put in them from their mother and their grandmother.
Right.
You got to help us be something, baby.
But this is no longer that time.
Not finish.
Right. And lots of persons may not find themselves in a financially set, sound, or stable position enough to be able to fund them and their family as they give up themselves in national service. Then again, Howard, a lot of these people, quite frankly, over the years,
they shouldn't have been there in the first place. You don't want to say that. PLP and FNM alike, are we watching you? We ain't gonna call your name, but you know who you are. They just say ouch.
Some of the jokers inside the PLP already trying to start a rumor that Anton is FNM now. So
you know what?
Say it again, Alan.
No, I thought you mean something else about a voice note that's traveling around.
What voice note, Alan? What voice
note? You hear the voice note?
No, I haven't heard it.
I can send it to you. Never mind. Go ahead.
I told you I don't listen to these stuff.
Well, listen when I send it to you. I can send it to you.
All right. Well, I don't even know if I want you to send it to me. I would be
honest.
We can discuss it if you wish now, but you know, I have no interest otherwise.
No, I ain't gonna bother. I don't
get caught up in weed or with insects. Right? Right, Howard?
I understand what you said.
Right. Well, with this conversation now, Howard. And so we're no longer in that era where persons, for the most part, can afford to sustain themselves and or their family while, in its truest intent, giving of themselves in national service. Right? And so with that being the reality of of the day. I believe it's important. But, you know, Howard, because of how poorly politicians position agendas and present agendas, because of how bad a job they do in doing that, the people in the country cannot receive, will not receive, and is not interested in receiving that kind of information from politicians, Howard. Mm. But there are ways that it could be done, that people of reasonable and right thinking would appreciate the realities aligned with the agenda and would support it, right? But it can't be a one-sided scenario, as you would have said yesterday, and you are absolutely correct, right? Mm-hmm. As you elevate people, or as you elevate them, they have a responsibility to elevate us. Right, Howard?
Mm-hmm.
It can't just be one, or it shouldn't just be one-sided. I could say some things to that. But you know, Howard, when we have in these national discussions, right, one of the things that I always keep in the forefront and in the back of my mind is the fact that, unfortunately, we have such immature people in political parties on both sides of the spectrum. They cannot appreciate being critically scrutinized, appreciate being constructively scrutinized. They cannot appreciate, they can't even appreciate opposing views, Howard. You hear what I'm saying to you, Howard?
Because of lack of maturity. The only reason they row in their mind and they can row back Anton is because they're seeing $28,000. But if you pay them properly, they'll shut up and listen.
But Howard, even without that $28,000, that takes character, maturity, discipline, experience, and a deep desire to appreciate all and to find the best solution and outcome out of whatever information is put into your sphere, whether it's coming from a negative side or a positive side, right? If your heart is in the right place and your mind is attuned, you would be able to listen, receive information, process it, and turn it around for the good, Howard. That's what good leaders do. That's what the greats of leaders over the decades and the centuries has done, Howard. What you say? You agree or you disagree?
I agree with you. I agree with you, Anton. I agree with you 100%.
That's lacking, Howard.
I agree with you 100%.
That's the soul that's lacking. Let me end with this, Howard. Let me ask you a few questions. What's the number of expats working in the Bahamas today, Howard?
I don't know. I don't have the specific number.
Okay. I'm asking you these questions deliberately. So never mind if you don't know. Just give the response. How many of them have been replaced with Bahamians who either undertrained them and or Bahamians?
You're getting down Bahamianization. This don't even exist.
Who are competent to replace them? How many, Howard?
None. I don't know none.
Okay. Let me ask you the next question. How many persons are illegally residing in the Bahamas?
I don't know that.
Okay. How many of them have been repatriated over the year?
Well, that number is easily accessible. We could be able to get that, but I don't have that number.
But we don't know the overall amount.
No.
That's a problem, right? If we experience another Hurricane Dorian, what's the likelihood that we would face the exact same scenario as was the nightmarish case on Abaco, where the Bahamas government didn't even know who the persons were that resided on any particular island?
100% likely outcome.
100% likely at our.
Yes.
100% likely at our. I'm going somewhere with this, right? I remember this point, Howard. The citizenship issues Bahamians, not illegal migrants. The citizenship issues, Howard, Bahamians experience as far as passing the Bahamas, as far and as long as the Bahamas Constitution existed regarding passing on citizenship to our children was not settled or resolved by any government or any referendum passed. You realize that, Howard?
Mm-hmm.
It was settled by a court. It was settled. It started with the Chief Justice, Sir Ian Wynder. And it ended with him because the Privy Council gave the final ruling in a legal matter, right? I'm bringing this point to you just for you to appreciate, Howard, the seriousness of what we are faced with as a country. The citizenship or the passing on of citizenship issue that Bohemian, legitimate Bohemian face in passing on their citizenship to their children was not a matter that was settled by our government or parliamentarians. Howard,
it's heavy what you're saying.
By the judiciary. Pardon me, Howard?
I say this is heavy what you're saying. You said
it was
to me,
settled by the judiciary, Howard. It took a ruling from the judiciary. It took an intelligent Chief Justice and other Supreme Court magistrates who participated in the process before him to make the ruling, which was upheld strongly by the law lords over there at the Privy Council.
It's heavy what you're saying,
Antoine. That's an indictment on the government of the Bahamas, Howard.
The current government.
It's a bad indictment.
The government of the Bahamas, and more specifically, this particular administration who has the wherewithal, the panoramic view to understand that this is what was happening and how we could right those wrongs. We call these things low-hanging fruit at one point. But if you move away from it, how is there any expectation to get back into the space of victory? Talk to me, Antoine.
Yeah, I would talk to you, but I hear that music playing in the background.
I go on, Antoine. I got to go.
All right, Howard.
Okay, it's good talking with you. Ladies and gentlemen, Antoine, say, Howard, are you following me? You following me? I go in somewhere with this. I'm hoping that you could go back to Farringdon Road. Just be decent as possible. Antoine is my guy. Quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to take this and be right back after this.
Stay informed with the Nassau Guardian, your news delivered. Are you tired of chasing down the latest news? Why not have it delivered right to your doorstep? The Nassau Guardian is now offering an unbeatable home delivery service. Special subscription rates. 3 months, just $44.80. 6 months, only $79.52. 1 year, an amazing value at $143.36. Your daily news fix all year round. Don't miss out on this opportunity to keep up with the latest in local and international news, sports, business, and entertainment. Subscribe today, 0 or 302-2353. Our friendly staff is waiting to assist you with your subscription. The Nassau Guardian, we've got the news you need. Don't wait, call now, and let us bring the world to your door.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kingdor National Parkinson Foundation presents its 24th Charity Gala, Saturday, June 29, 2024, at the Grand Ballroom Grand Hyatt Bahama Convention Center. And here to set the mood right and the night tight is none other than international artist Johnny Gill. You got to sing your mind. Also the Defense Force Band and the Rhythm Band. You can purchase your tickets at Carey's Fabric on Mackey Street or Signature Starts Marathon Road. Cocktails at 6:45 p.m. and dinner at 7:45 p.m. And then you can have your fill of Johnny Gill.
One thing is true. God has blessed me.
Let's get the mood right. Turn on.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
What can make you happy and angry at the same time? The Angry Whopper and new Angry Chicken Sandwich at Burger King Nassau. It's time to get angry and take on the flavor sensation of BK's signature flame-grilled beef, spicy jalapenos, bacon, classic, and all the fixings you love. Or try the new Angry Chicken with the same delicious spicy ingredients on a crispy chicken breast patty. Take your taste buds to the next level with the Angry Whopper and Angry Chicken today, only at Burger King Nassau.
Doctors Hospital Specialist Clinic is where trusted and best care meets consistency and dedication. Let our expert specialists take you on a healthcare journey where warmth, compassion, and your well-being come first. From diagnosis to prescription, we are with you every step of the way, ensuring your peace of mind. Visit us today at Centerville Medical Center, Collins Avenue and 6th Terrace, and discover quality, compassionate healthcare at Doctors Hospital Specialist Clinic.
The best athletes in the Bahamas will be on display at the B3A's Kids Athletics Invitational Junior and Senior National Championships, June 26 to 28, at the original Thomas A. Robinson Track and Field Stadium. Stephen Gardner, Devin Charlton, Shawnee Miller-Weibo, and so many more. The juniors are vying for the opportunity to represent the Bahamas at the World Under-20 Championships, and the seniors are gunning to qualify for the Paris Olympic Games, which are fast approaching, and our athletes are looking to get on the road to Paris. The meet gets underway at 4 p.m. on Wednesday, June 26th, and Thursday, June 27th, and at 5 p.m. on Friday, June 28th. Purchase for as low as $20 at the original Thomas A. Robinson Track and Field Stadium. The B3A's Kids Athletics Invitational Junior and Senior National Championships, June 26th to 28th at the original Thomas A. Robinson Stadium. You don't want to miss this one.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company, live and in full effect, being able to chop these things down and talking the way that we are, being able to talk about the accountability aspect of our community. I know that the Prime Minister has taken on this kind of a posture that he's extremely hopeful from these numbers decreasing in the last quarter of 2023. I'm hopeful that a lot of things would happen in the country. I see somebody cuss me out just now, say, I stupid, this stupid, my show stupid, the fellow who was before me stupid, all is stupid. I say, all you should do is say, ouch, sir. If somebody step on your toe, you ain't got to say stupid. Just say, ouch, talk to me. If we're talking in this particular manner about what's good for the Bahamian people, why are you cussing me? If I wasn't here and you was in your barber shop, this is your same thing. In your church, your pastor preaching the same thing. In the PLP caucus, they saying the exact same thing. Where are you? Where are we in this country? Why are we playing games? What the fella say? Playing crackhead games. This is too much. Why are we playing these games as though we don't see? Because your man of business put you in a position where you could make a little scratch for yourself. Now everybody else, stupid. But my God, you are not a camel, eh? You better eat all you can eat now. Because in due time and due season, in the event that there is a transition, you will be screaming the exact same thing and someone's going to say, you sound stupid. That's just the reciprocal, relentless nature of those sycophants from a political standpoint. That is what happens. Be decent, man. Let's see if we can be able to get to the heart of the matter and get to the heart of our politicians to make them to know that we want you to be accountable, that we want you to be creative, that we want you to be able to engage with the Bahamian people, that we want to be included in decisions that are making on our behalf. That's all this is. We are agitating for our members of, this is what Howard doing. This is what Howard doing. I am agitating for the members of parliament to get more money. You mad at me for that? I am agitating that members of parliament strengthen themselves and their backs and not continue to be able to genuflect to the position of what the whip says within your organization. That is what I'm agitating for. I am saying, give these people money and let them know their allegiance is to the Bahamian people and their constituents. To the people who voted for them. To the constituency that they represent. Not just a casual approach. I rise on the behalf of the very good people of this and that constituency. No. Not from a casual standpoint. But with clarity and strength, they could say, I rise on this behalf. I like what some people are texting me. I like the merit-based concept. I like some people are texting me. Let me see if I can take the telephone call. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, Howard, how you doing?
I'm good, man. What's happening with you, Graham?
I don't know, a couple things. You know, I prayed deep and hard this morning about what to say to you, but the first thing I think we need to do is you don't rise on nothing in the House of Assembly. When they enter, the speaker should say, kindly disregard all speeches, throw them in the garbage can.
Mm-mm.
You can keep your copious notes,
mm-mm,
as Obie Welshcombe told me. But if you don't know in your copious notes, you've written down talk about immigration. You've written down talk about the flooding in Pinewood if that's your MP from there. You've made your notes talk about education in Pinewood, talk about XYZ in your constituency. Only copious notes, and they can fit in the palm of your hand. Not looking down and fumbling and stuttering and not able to read a set of numbers off of a speech someone else may have written for you. No. See, you shouldn't be in there if you can't think and articulate correctly from the floor, jumping up and speaking what the people sent you there to talk about, not what the speechwriter may have sent you there to talk about. And I'd like to address, this is the speed round. This round the world in 30 seconds. Anyone call you stupid, a big problem.
Mm.
I don't call people stupid. I don't call them foolish. If you walked up to me right now and said you were going to give me $100,000 a year, after I hug you, I'm going to say, please go into the specific details on where the money comes from. And if you're going to give it to me in increments, in what size increments, we're going to get into some details on the statement you made. I'm not calling you stupid. You see what I'm saying, Howard?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if I said, let's fix the Bahamas, let's grow the economy, and let's make every Bahamian wealthy instead of just a few men and women that we've done in 50 years,
mm-hmm,
you don't say, Graham, you're stupid and it can't happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I've had that happen to me for 25 years.
Mm.
I'm looking for the person that says, we should do this finally. Because I know your generation, the 40-year-olds and younger, y'all ain't feeling too crispy right about now.
Mm.
And the older people, we don't have a livable wage. We don't have a livable senior citizen pension.
Mm.
You can't pay somebody $200 to $400, $500 a month. And they 78, and they have to get food, medicine, shelter. You know what I'm talking about.
A month.
So what happens is you start supporting your Grammy, or your parents start helping your Grammy. And now it's a burden on who? The next two generations.
Mm-hmm.
So when I say, why don't we pay a livable pension? I'm not going to put a figure, because then all of the little trolls will start popping up their heads.
No, but it fluctuates. If it's livable, then it have to breathe and live.
Yes.
With the economy. It fluctuates.
Yeah. So whether you call it $800 a month, $2,000 a month, $4,000, I don't care what that is. Whatever is livable so Grammy and the retirees can get what they need. See, I'm starting at the seniors.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're working down to you.
Mm-hmm.
How do we get you making a sensible income? I hate livable wage. I want you making a sensible income, whether that's $4,000 a month. I don't want to put a figure. But I want you to do it through ownership. See, in 1980, we were the richest country in the hemisphere, according to the World Bank. And I can't understand how the richest country in the hemisphere had people that had to go to work to make beds, serve drinks, to people who were not as rich as us.
Mm.
See, if I was the leader then, we were the fifth richest country in the world. And we weren't feeling it, were you? Did your Grammy feel that, or your parents? But some people around here felt it. So let's stay on track. I did a quick little, switching gears, I did a quick little Google search on a King Air B-200. That's the fancy plane we're talking about today.
Mm-hmm.
And I see one at globalair.com, so everybody can do and follow along. And I see one with 2,500 hours on it. It don't go by mileage. See, a boat and a plane go by how many hours on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
And I see one for $2,995,900. So for $3 million, I can buy one of these. And I sent you the picture of what she looked like inside.
Mm-hmm.
Does it look nice?
Mm-hmm.
It looks very nice, doesn't it?
Very nice.
I mean, you got polished walnut tables. You got the best leather chairs. So you don't have to take a used, broke-up, bust-up one and try to put a couple dollars, $2.5 million into it. Let's just go buy one that's almost like brand new. Because, you know, it might have had a better maintenance record. We don't know. But I'd like to put my leader in something that's, you know. Now, that segues into paying our rulers more money. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to pay somebody $1 million a year as a parliamentarian, they have to make $1 million to earn their paycheck, correct? I can't pay you, Howard, $200 a week.
Yeah, you got to pay me more than my paycheck, yes.
I can't pay you $200 a week and you only make me $150 in sales.
You're losing $50 every week. Yes, yes, yes.
A debt. I could be in $12 billion debt like the country in short order.
Yes.
So I got no problem paying the parliamentarians $1 million each, but they got to make the country $1 million and $1 or $2 million or much more. Now, you know anyone in there that can do this? See, that's a performance-based pay. You make this country $10 million, we can give you 10% of what you make. Now, any good business person would jump. I'd jump at that deal. I'd go down there for free, and whatever I can make this country, you give me 10%. See, now that is when you would get some performance out of that place.
I'd like that.
I mean, $28,000 a year, doesn't matter. You know, if I'm a thief and you pay me $1 million a year, I'm going to try to steal 10.
Yeah, but I don't believe that these people are thieves, though.
I didn't say they are thieves. I said if I am a thief.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I don't believe that it's a natural nature for these people who call themselves honorable to move towards it. I believe that they justify it many times in their minds to say, all right, this is the requirement of my constituency. This is how much people begging me. This is what I need to do. Maybe I could shave this from here. I'll get an opportunity to put it back. And I think that that's where we are.
Well, the biggest problem is why you got people in the constituency begging you in the today richest country in the hemisphere.
What you
see
mean?
The problem, Howard? We're not empowering our people. I've heard anyone in the last 50 years tell me specifically how to empower our people. Look at C. Allen Johnson. He said, let's do 25,000 B&Bs in Freeport. By the way, that's income in the tourism industry for you from Grand Bahama. But what I've observed in 50 years, correct me if I'm wrong, we all politicians say, I'm going to fix Grand Bahama when I get in. When they get in, they say the port has full control. I can't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
So let me fix that. What about East and West Grand Bahama? You've had 50 years of control there. The port got no jurisdiction over those two areas. And why do they look like, come, let me fix you? Hmm. So by your actions, you will know them.
That's
now, I want to hear anyone calling in. See, Alan especially, because the man is he has very good ideas. But I want anyone to call in. I challenge any politician. I don't care who you are. You could be DNA, COI, whatever. Call in and tell me how you're going to empower the citizens in what time frame. Because the citizens need some power right now. And I like ownership better than servitude and working somewhere. What do you like?
Wow.
And so what ownership have we given to our people? We actually took it away. If you look at Bimini and Abaco, they own the bed, the sheet, the pillow. They own the knife, the spoon, the fork, the table. They own tourism. They don't go and work in some big hotel or some big cruise boat. Yet Abaco was one-third of all tourist dollars that came to the country before Dorian. How'd they do it without a big boat and a big hotel? And how does a big boat move through my country? Do they pay the same business license that you would pay if you opened a business?
Spanish Wells doing it right now. In fact, Spanish Wells.
Of course we're doing it.
They rejected this kind of an idea of bringing this big boat. We don't need that.
No, the big boat was not allowed to come in the northern part of Eleuthera, and I'm not allowed to tell you why it couldn't come.
Yeah,
why would they reject that boat and send it to South Eleuthera?
You're allowed to.
Yeah, you have a good one. Until we get some ownership and some people saying some different things, I think the country's starting to get woke. Because people just keep calling you, and they hit you with distractions. See, I don't care about the plane that you're going to spend, allegedly, $2.5 million on. I care about the BMW you've already spent $200,000 on. Are you distracting me from that?
Mm.
But see, once again, stupid, frivolous stuff. How are you going to empower people? See, when I said I'm going to give you $100,000 each, I'm going to leave you with this. I have a Russian friend working in the Bahamas that married a Bahamian. And she said, tell me about your country. I said, what do you mean? She said, well, I watched everybody who was campaigning, and one gentleman said he can give you $100,000 an acre land. She said, but everybody turned that down. Now, I'm not pulling for anybody, but I thought she woke me up. I said, before I called you stupid or it can't happen, come, young man, whoever you are, I don't care if you're yellow, red, green, build your case for what you just said, because if it's viable, I really got to think about you, because I've had 50 years, and C. Allen Johnson can testify, you didn't get one new hospital in Freeport or the capital. That's an indictment. And we didn't build one city. How are they going to leave you? Where's the story of the talents? God gave us the most natural resources, and we buried all our talents. And yeah,
that's crazy.
Have a good one, Dr. Bahamas.
Thank you, my grandma. I do appreciate your telephone call. Thank you for being able to do that. Let me see if I can get a couple of these texts real quick. It says, Howard, you and I both know that some MPs may be paid $28,000, but they earn far more than that. The contract fee awarded to their cousin or their auntie, $10,000. Bribes, $20,000. Fast track fees, $500. Kickbacks, $10,000. Howard, Graham and Ryan Pinder for prime minister and deputy prime minister, right? That's the text that's coming through. So it says, $40,000 is more than a decent salary and likely more than many of them will be making going into parliament. I'm willing to give anyone who can prove that they made an average of $80,000 or more in the last 5 years a start $80,000, otherwise $40,000. But everybody needs some leadership certification from the public policy institution, right? Ain't Brave Davis say that he's giving us power? This is a text that's coming through, right? So it says the revenue collection in the billions, right? This is a text. Says the revenue is collected in billions. Where are the boat ramps? Proper, reliable roadworks, better maintained schoolhouses and hospitals, effective police and defense forces, better jail facilities, etc. This is from Rudy down there in Grand Bahama. Rudy, shout out to you. It says, me too. For $75,000, they need to do their jobs. My car that they forced me to buy can't be falling in potholes. My child that just came out of school have to save for a car because there's no proper public transportation. Cronies rule. My daddy's generational land in Andrus can't get sorted because no land registry, because of a crooked politician's gun trafficking running free and rampant court systems clogged up. Fix some things first and earn your pay. This is a text that's coming through, right? Let me see if I can be able to read a couple more. It says, Howard, Graham talks too much. I need to stop it. I don't think he does. I think Graham has great ideas. When will our leaders empower the real organic Bahamians? This text is coming through, guys. So it says, Howard, you are making sense. Are you spending money loose like a goose because it's not their money? Is it our money and we would like them to be responsible with it and how they spend it, right? We just have to hold them to account. It says, LOL, he needs to, they can commiserate together, right? Say like Antoine's voice note. You need to send Antoine that voice note because him and, I'm not going to read the rest of this, right? I don't get in people's business. I try to be a decent man, right? Blessings, my brother Howard. Many folks are loving the way that you have been talking these last 2 days. This Monday and Tuesday radio listeners around New Providence are loving it. Your ratings are captured listeners. Captured listeners have shut up these last 2 days. Please keep talking the way that you're talking. Okay, I appreciate you, man. I do really, really do appreciate it. It's on my mind, it's on my heart, and I don't think that we can play with it anymore. I think politicians are coming out, and they keep hitting us with the rhythm of yesteryear. They keep hitting us with the rhythm of being able to talk and give good talking points. I've recognized significantly elevated politicians are coming out and crafting narratives in our mind and telling us in one way or another, even if you see it, don't believe your eyes. Don't believe your eyes. These people is lie. They lie on us. Even if you see it, don't believe it. Believe what I say to you. That's what we're hearing. And this is all garbage. I just want to be as decent as possible as we say these things. I want to thank you guys for the opportunity to be able to do these things tomorrow. I can see if I get my guy in here so we can chop this thing down even further right here on the foundation. It's 2 o'clock, guys. Have a beautiful day. Like I said, stay safe out there, Bahamian citizens. If you're driving around, all those persons on our road today, please stay safe. Don't slide into nobody's car. Don't text and drive. Don't drink and drive. Don't jive and drive. I'm going to see you tomorrow right here on 96.9 FM Radio, The Foundation with Howard Grant. Have a great day, guys. See you tomorrow.
The foundation.